Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of the O.W. Prince Ministries broadcast. Today's offering is entitled, God Decides Who Wins. Please bear with me. I've been fighting a real bad case of bronchitis and sinusitis for about a month now, and I'm still not over it. So I solicit your prayers, but we shall press forward. For it's our motto to always keep looking up. It has been 153 years since President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, January 1, 1863. It has been 52 years since President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 on July 2, 1964, legally abolishing the Jim Crow laws in the southern states and outlawing discrimination in public accommodations. It has been 51 years since President Lyndon Johnson signed into law on August 6, 1965, the Voting Rights Act, which was aimed to overcome legal barriers at the state and local levels that prevented African Americans from exercising our right to vote under the 15th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, effectively giving blacks the right to vote, treating African Americans as if we weren't American at all, but foreign immigrants who had to apply for citizenship and had to apply for our right to vote. That's how we were treated. It has now been 7 years since the first elected African-American president of the United States of America, President Barack Hussein Obama, has been in office, and he has effectively served as national and world leader and commander-in-chief of the most powerful armed forces in the world. And in addition to his untold accolades and accomplishments, and in spite of racist detractors and sworn political enemies, he had the unprecedented distinction of having been elected to 2 terms in office. And in spite of what initially appeared to be human progress and racial unity, racism, bigotry, racial terrorism, institutional racism, racially motivated judicial disparities, and blatant murderous attacks on unarmed blacks by white racist law enforcement officers and non-black individuals are still being experienced by black American citizens every day. And it has actually escalated in a show of displeasure by racists of there being a black man as president of the United States of America. Let there be no mistake. Racism, racial hatred, and discrimination still resides and lives well in the heart and minds of many non-blacks and white Americans, including elected politicians and government officials, some of whom are clandestine in their persona, whereas others are more identifiable. They come in all forms and sexes, from chief of police to mayors, from state representatives to governors, from senators to United States congressmen and judges. Every political office of influence and power in the land has been infiltrated and influenced by racism and racial hatred. Isn't it obvious that the race war has already begun? It is woven into the very fabric of American society, politics, and culture. It is systemic and cancerous and has spread everywhere. There are some who know this truth and recognize the realities of the African-American condition in America. However, there are millions, and including some blacks, who remain brainwashed and disillusioned about the hypocrisy in American democracy. It is my position, and I believe that I have the word of Yahweh in this matter, that racism and racial terrorism will never be eliminated in America through politics and the American judicial system as long as these things are governed by wicked and ruthless and unsaved human beings. We cannot legislate love, and as long as unconverted souls and racist hearts continue to occupy government, there will always be injustice and unrequited murder of blacks by nefarious and sometimes clandestine elements of racism. Some may have forgotten, but I haven't, that salvation only comes from God. If the saved people from all races would witness for and proclaim the necessity for being born again in Christ, according to the Holy Scriptures, as strongly and as faithfully and as fervently as they do for political candidates and causes, then and only then would America have a chance at being a true democracy and a nation under God. But as it stands today, the devil could run for office and the Christian churches and their members would campaign for him or her without any real evidence or concern for their rebirth, faithfulness to God, and their relationship with Christ. All that matters is image, rhetoric, politics, and prosperity. But I have been sent to remind some and inform others that things will never be fair and equal in this world, and particularly for blacks in America. From the beginning, the American system of politics and government was established to keep blacks subjugated, poor, minimally influential, submissive, and incapable of any real, significant, large-scale upward financial mobility and political power. But we must remember that there are always tokens who sell out their blackness in order to get out from under the oppression that other blacks cannot escape from. There are always tokens who are willing to appease their white masters with kind words and with turning away from obvious wrongs. There are always tokens. However, for some of us, the price of living among whites and being accepted by whites, as others of us suffer oppression and hate, is just too high. We would rather suffer and die while struggling as a black man or woman who determines his or her own worth and morals based upon the principles of Christ than to imitate and acquiesce to our former slave owners' ideologies of religion, sexuality, success, and morals. Now, don't get it twisted. This assessment doesn't discredit or disparage the few blacks who have made personal sacrifices and excellent strides in various fields of government and study and various disciplines of education or in the medical field or in creativity and entrepreneurship or in the arts or in public service and other vocational and business ventures. It doesn't cast any reproach on their faithfulness to God's righteousness and their love and faithfulness to humanity in general and to blacks in particular. But be warned, you cannot trust the political system or government institutions that once labeled us as property and three-fifths of a human being. We cannot trust them to come clean and confess their culpability in our condition and come running to our rescue. No, we cannot trust that, and we shall not look for that. Some of us are trusting in the enemy and his system more than we are trusting in God. Psalms 118:8-9 says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." Psalms 146:3 says, "Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save." It amazes me how so much racial enthusiasm, unity, effort, energy, sacrifice, planning, money, hope, and cooperation can be generated over a politician's rehearsed rhetoric and empty promises, but everyone segregates and discriminates over the holy word of God. I'm just saying that our treasure is where our heart is. And so are our monies, time, energies, resources, and support. God sits high and looks low. And we must remember that absent of him, all of our efforts are in vain. Unless the Lord builds the house or sanctions the plan, he who builds a plan does so in vain. What God has decided to do will be done, and there is absolutely nothing we can do about it but be submissive and obedient and supportive of the Lord God Almighty and his divine plan. The Most High is a ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whom he wishes and sets over it the lowest of men. Daniel 4:17. Let everyone be subject to the governing authority, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Romans 13:1. Therefore, regardless of whom you may support or like in a political race, and regardless of your vote, whomever the Most High has decided to establish will be established, and all of your rhetoric, hate, and bolstering, all of your marching, protesting, and campaigning would have been in vain. And at the end of the day, only what you did or did not do for the Lord and his little ones, the obedient messengers and children of Yahweh, will matter to God. Matthew 25:44. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, but he seeks to please God who has chosen him to be a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:4. Hear what the Spirit is saying unto the ecclesia of the Lord. Vote if you must, but know this, the Lord decides who wins. God is in control. I'm O.W. Prince. And I'm keeping it real. Keep looking up.
Passion.
Power.
Purpose.
On the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network.